back to Mindfulness for Kids with O. I'm O, your host, and today's podcast might be the last of 2021. Or next Saturday. But actually, yeah, next Saturday. Next Saturday will be the last podcast of 2021. I'm going to have a short winter break, and then I'm going to come back 2022 with a bang. And let's see. Let's get into it. Hello. So today's episode is going to be a bit of an experimental one. With 2022 around the corner, I have some changes that I want to make and a couple resolutions, which is why this podcast episode's called It's About You. Because you, I'm saying it like it's bad, but you single-handedly can make changes to this podcast and hopefully positive changes. I won't just say if it's like delete all your podcasts apart from the like your worst one. No. But like today, actually, first, I was looking back at some of my old podcasts when I was taking them off, and I saw, like, shorts. I had these, like, mini shorts, like, there's three of them, and the first one was shorts, 30 plays. I didn't think much of it at first, but I seemed so enthusiastic. I was so happy, and then on 40 plays, I was so, so happy, and then on 50, I was literally screaming into the microphone. But now I look back on it, I'm on like nearly 900 plays. I still consider those 50 plays, there's 30, there's 40, amazing. And what's crazy is the 30 plays shorts, which was 30 plays of my podcast in total, including series 1 and a bit of series 2, had got 30 plays. Yep. That individual shorts, which I have taken off now, unfortunately, did get 32 plays, which is quite ironic. But I thought it was amazing how far we've come since July 2020. We're over a year old, and I aim to keep going for at least another 2 years. So that was absolutely amazing. But I have a couple of questions for you. And these questions involve what you'd like to see next year for the podcast. And I will have the Spotify Q&A and Anchor voice messages open, and I'll be looking at them for ages. I don't usually get like this sort of stuff on my podcast, like the Q&A feature or voice messages. I've only gotten a couple before. I don't feature them. But, so I'm going to be looking. Every single suggestion will get a mention in, like, the podcast after I've read it. So, please, I'm not forcing you. It doesn't bug me if you don't. But I really suggest giving me some feedback, because I will only find a positive way to it. But please don't troll me. I can report you, I can block the message. But I haven't got any trolls, so I think I've got a good community, which is amazing, because some YouTubers, which I've seen, their comment section's not nice, but luckily mine's only been positive stuff, which is amazing, and that means you guys really support me, which I really, really love. So, now I think I've had a lot of questions through voice messages and in real life. How do you access the Spotify Q&A feature? Okay, so that is quite a hard and complicated thing to do at first, and I'm pretty sure it's much easier to do on PC or iPad, but what I want you to do, or tablet, sorry, what I want you to do is go onto the search section on Spotify, and you're going to need to search Mindfulness for Kids with O. And it should be the top result, or even Mindfulness for Kids, it still shows up top result, which is amazing. And you're going to tap on it, or click, and then you're going to see, like, my most recent ones, which do have questions available. And you're going to see, like, if you tap on the podcast but don't press play, you go into, like, this mini section. And if you scroll down, you saw, like, a question mark icon. And there's the question, and you can answer it. And I will decide whether it will get pinned. I haven't pinned any right just this moment. And, yeah, that's pretty much how you do it. Have heard how to give feedback to me and stuff like that, please go on Spotify or Anchor and try, because I've definitely listened to your suggestions, because I really care about how people feel about the podcast. And if someone says a negative thing, like saying, oh, your podcast's rubbish, your voice is too high pitched or something like that, no, you're just going to get reported onto the system. I'm not going to take it in a way that, like, I'll cry and won't tell anyone, because that's just not right. Like, I can easily block users, and I could even just mention in a podcast that someone's done that, and it will make them feel really embarrassed. So please, just positive. That's all I've got time for today, but I'll see you on Saturday for the 2021 finale.